Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, take a look outside. It's a great city to live in. Can you say amen? If you live in somewhere like in Detroit, you're saying, oh me. It's better to say amen than oh me. Trust me. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. And follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Spoon Experience. That's my handle. That's it. That's my handle. A couple things I want to cover, which I've got to figure out how to do correctly because I don't always do everything correctly. If ladies and gentlemen haven't figured it out yet, I don't do regular radio. Regular radio is regular. It's regular. That's like Metamucil. Regular. Like no, not doing that. What we are going to do is talk a little bit more about this. This is a wonderful, wonderful. Here's another passage that I came across. This is a Song of Solomon. You know, the Song of Solomon stuff is just like you never think off the top of your head. You know, I'm doing my devotions. I'm going to read the Bible. Hey, it's Song of Solomon's or Song of Song. Wow. And of course, for all of our legalistic brothers and sisters who are like, well, one part of the word is no better than the other. Yeah, read Leviticus 13, 16 times in a row. Tell me how you feel. Okay. I mean, come on. You think God's a moron? I mean, come on. I mean, some parts are better than others. But we've talked about this before. When Jesus tells me he loves me, I like that much better than when I find out Satan hates me. How you argue that? There's no argument. Stop trying. Here's the other thing I got in my devotions, my devotional diamond of the day. Now, this will be good for our buddy Techno Todd because he hasn't heard this kind of devotional breakdown in a while. He might have an emotional breakdown by the time he's done doing the show, but he's not heard one quite like this. So here's how this one goes. So I'm in the Song of Solomon. You know, it's 8 chapters, so it's not a ton for reading for me to do in a day or anything like that. So I was reading a little bit more. But then at the end, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7 says this. Now, this, get ready, could be a tearjerker. Not my fault. I didn't write it. Here's what it says in chapter 8, verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. Wow. Did I just say all that? No, I didn't actually say that. God said that. I was just repeating what his word said. Here's what it says. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love. Now, I know right now there's some people listening to the show that need to take a heed, that need to listen to what is about to be said. This will be applicable for your personal life. Yep, I said it. Yep. Did you just say that? Yes. I just said that. Listen to this. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. So the first question you ask when you read or hear a passage like that is, many waters cannot quench love. What's many waters? Ladies and gentlemen, many waters are the much stuff and much happenings and much trials and much troubles and much frustrations that we all encounter interacting with one another, and even sometimes with the Lord. Many waters are how it feels when there's tenseness. Tension would be the word, I guess, between two people or between us in a situation where you're feeling like, man, the water feels like it's up to my neck. I almost feel like I'm just about to drown. Or you feel like it's really hard to get across this path because the water keeps pushing against me and I'm just trying to make this path all the way through. Here's what Song of Solomon says. Many waters, many happenings, much stuff, troublesomeness cannot quench love. Now, here's the thing. Unfortunately, sometimes in the Christendom realm, we take the word love and we think, well, all love in the Bible is always agape love. Well, that's cute, except the word agape is only in the New Testament. It's not in the Old Testament. So all love that's talked about in the Bible cannot be agape love, okay? Since the word agape is a Greek word, not a Hebrew word. So let's work on that, okay? So when it says love, when it says many waters cannot quench love, it's love with family. It's love with brothers and sisters. It's love with brothers in the and sisters in the Lord. It's real romantic love. It's real relational love. So not pseudo love. Not fake love, real love, when you have real love for a person, when you have real family love, when you have real brotherly love, real sisterly love, real spiritual love, real love for the brethren, so to speak. The Bible in Psalm 119 says, I am a companion to all that fear you. It's real kinship love. And what it's saying is many waters, many troubles, many trials, much suffering, much stuff cannot quench love. Now, here's where you get the passage. Here's where you like go, oh, man, I get it. Listen to what the author says. If one, referring to a person, were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. Now, you're thinking, wait, hold on. If I gave up everything for love, it would be utterly scorned. Yes, it would be utterly scorned. It would be rejected. The giving up of all money's idea would be absolutely rejected because love is so far superior to finances. It's so far superior to stuff. It's so far superior to materialism. That even the idea of a person taking all their wealth and trying to purchase love for it is a joke to be laughed at and rejected because real love is so powerful, so valuable, so important, it could never be purchased. It could never be bought. It could never be given for that way. Real love transcends all earthly valuables. All, you know, oh, I drive a great Beamer. Good for you. I live in a nice house. Good for you. I do this. Good for you. Do you got love? Do you got love? Remember that got milk thing? Got love? Now watch. This is the killer. This is the thing that ties it all together. This is the moment that you take the thread and sew it all together. Many waters, much stuff, much happenings, much trials cannot quench love. Family love, kinship love, real romantic love. The idea of giving up all money is completely rejected. Love is so valuable. Here you go. Here's the key. This is how God feels about us. He loves us. God loves us so much that the only ransom that is acceptable to him for us is the very blood of Jesus Christ. The only price that God would allow attached to his love for all of us is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now, just think about that. How much God loves us so much that the only thing that he will use to purchase us is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, how valuable are you and I? How valuable are we? You know, we sit there and we go around and we're like, I'm not worth very much. People don't think very much of you. God thinks so much of you, he purchased you with the blood of his son. How much does that make you worth? What's your self-worth in God? You know, if the world tells you this is what you're worth and God says, no, I say you're worth this, who's right? The world? Or God? Whom do you think has a better evaluative process? The world or God? God thinks you're so valuable and loves you so much. And in spite of all the many waters that you've gone through and all the many waters I've gone through, despite of all of that, It will not quench the love that he has for us. In spite of all the sins that we've committed against him because we are jerks, he loves us anyway. He pushes past all the many waters and says, I love you. I give myself for you. The very blood of Jesus is the ransom he paid, is the price he paid. That is how he feels about you and I. Now, we can go through all our trials and yell about the government doing this and people blah, 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 ad nauseum, throw up. Hey, you know how much God loves you? He paid the blood of Jesus Christ for you. You know what that means? To him, the only one that counts, you're so valuable, he doesn't want to be without you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back. Chris Tomlin tickets coming up.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash, or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Hi, Mel Svensson here, pastor at Riverview Church in Bonsall and the host of All For Him Outreach Radio, heard every Wednesday morning at 5:30 a.m. right here on KPRZ. I want to personally invite you to come celebrate Easter with us here at Riverview Church this coming Sunday. We're celebrating the greatest day in human history as Jesus Christ conquered sin and death for us by rising from the dead. So come and join us. We'll have great worship, great music, a message from God's Word about what it means to be a follower of Christ. Whether you're young or old, single or married, serving in the military, wherever you are at in your relationship with God, we would love to have you join us. We have three services every Sunday, 8 a.m., 9:30, and 11 a.m. You can find directions to our church at our website at www.riverviewlife.org. Remember, live this week all for Him, and we hope to see you at our Easter celebration at Riverview Church in Bonsall.
Make sure to listen to All for Him Outreach Radio every Wednesday morning at 5:30 a.m. on 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
God bless you.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, I'm Marty Schneider, and here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. market got higher on Thursday with the S&P puts finished at a record high as portfolio managers locked into equities before the quarter end. The Dow was up 52 points today at 14,578, the NASDAQ up about 11 points at 3267, and the S&P index up about 6 points at 1569. Today, all three of the indexes were higher on this Thursday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term investment and financial planning strategies together, that's the kind of work that I do for my clients. Each and every day right here in our planning offices, IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, college funding, and retirement planning as well. Call me to schedule your free consultation with me. That is the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Do you understand me now? Yes, sometimes I seem a little mad. But don't you know that no life could always be an angel? And when things go wrong, I seem a little bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misled.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. That was a good DDD. That was good for me to hear it and for me to share it. It was good for my spirit as well. So sometimes the Bible, there's a passage in the Bible that says, he who refreshes, I can't even talk. He who refreshes is often refreshed. So I think that that was kind of a good little refreshing thingy right there. A couple things to cover. There's a lot of spiritual stuff I want to cover, and a lot of maybe not as spiritual stuff, and then there's the jokes and stuff like that. This segment, by the way, just so you can know, brought to you by my friend John Maddox over at After Foreclosure. And you think, well, Dave, you keep saying the segment's brought to you by John Maddox from After Foreclosure. Well, let's see why. Let's see how that goes. He pays to be a sponsor on the show. Okay, that's how that goes. So why does he do that? Because they believe in the show. They believe that the audience that we're talking to, it's significant and it's important. So that's why I point you in his direction. We've talked. I mean, when him and I talked the first time, let me tell you, blow your mind. He comes from a background where his father was a minister. He was kind of like, church a little, and then they kind of came back into it. And it's just like we started talking, and then you just develop a relationship. And it's like that's the kind of people you want supporting your show because he gets it, okay? And we're going to have to do what we can to tool it the best way we can so we can get the best response he can. It's a business too, but it's a partnership business. I want him to succeed, but he wants the show to succeed. And that's a great way to do business. And their deal, their whole dealios is, you know, if you've bought a home and you got the short sale or the foreclosure, they specialize in helping you get back into a home when you're ready. If you're not ready, don't worry about it. You might know somebody who's ready. Afterforeclosure.com. That's the place you want to go. I can't beat that. That's great. And I appreciate him. Also, we're going to be really doing a lot with the good doctor, Dr. Chris. You know, his name, though, is just – one of those – I'm so bad with names. And then he's got this name that's like you got to think about it. You know, it's Gualtieri. And if I say it fast, it's Gualtieri. And say, like Dr. Chris Gualtieri. And he's like, you got to say it over and over and over again to understand.
Can you call him Dr. G?
I could. Actually, it's got the great website, mynewEyes.com. Really? Seriously? That's an awesome website. And then LASIKs, it's for – you do a LASIK surgery. It's correct your seeing. And after they do that, they're going to do something for my ears. And then right after that, they're going to do something for my brain so they can correct my mind. Good luck with that one. Let's see what else we're covering. Oh, here's something that's important. Podcasting, for those of you that enjoy the show and like mindless dribble on a continual basis, podcasting is available on two places, kprz.com, and then you click on the local hosts, and it's the one with the picture where I look like I lost my mind. And then the other place you can go to is thejewishchristian.com. And it's like, that's right, I own it. TheJewishChristian.com. Get over it. It's mine. Thank you. And don't be upset because my bris was better than yours. Okay. So next thing we want to talk about is the whole idea of the school deal, which is a big deal to me. So if you are anywhere around South Bay Christian Academy and have any interest in having your child have a mainstream evangelical teaching, there are two. I think we did this before. Two scholarships. Uno, no. Tres, no. Dos. Yep, that's it, partner. There's dos on those. There's two scholarships that we're doing. Normally, their tuition for a full year is $4,600. 50% off. KPRZ is covering the other half, so your entire year is only $2,300 for a private, Christ-centered education, K through 9. Come on. So you can do two things. You can call 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Or you can email me at davidspoon@kprz.com, and I'll talk to you personally and get it coordinated. I had a chance to interview Pastor Devereaux yesterday, and he had not really been on the radio much, and he did such a good job in the first hour. We held him over for the second hour. He did a segment an hour later. That's how good he did. And he was all – you can tell he was really nervous when he first got in. He's like, oh, do I talk this? It's like, I'm like, dude, you and me having a conversation. You and me having a conversation. He did such a great job. We kept him an hour and then had put him back on. That's pretty good. That's a natural. He's a natural. A couple things we want to do. Let's get into our trivia. Are we doing our Chris Tomlin tickets? You want to do those? Ooh, Chris Tomlin tickets, baby. Okay, here we go. Here's in keeping with my DDD that's going to say, what do we got? Like, is this a long segment? Sure, I don't even know what this is. I don't know what we're doing. What planet are we on? Is this Earth? Are you sure? Are you sure? What? We got 3 minutes. All right, so I can set it up. I'll set up the question. You guys can get ready. But if you're going to win Chris Tomlin tickets, you can't just go. I can't just say to you, what's the first letter in the alphabet? I mean, it has to have a little effort behind it. So if you've won in the last 60 days, you cannot win again. However, I would strongly encourage you, if you've got some friends that want to see Chris Tomlin or can get involved, you can have them call. You can kind of work in proxy, something along those lines. Here's the big question. This is the biggest question of the day. This is the biggest question of your life. How's that? Finish this quote. Ooh, another quote finisher, trivia questioner thingy. Yeah. Finish this quote. Seek first. Yep, I'm done. You got to finish it. Seek first. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E. If you get nothing else from this show, you should know how to spell praise. How's that? That's good, right? You should know how to spell praise. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Finish this quote, seek first. Now, for those who are people who are going to call in, we're going to have to hold you over. That's just what we're going to have to do. So we're not going to put them on the air yet. I know you're going to overwhelm my my poor techno Todd is about to get overwhelmed. He's not used to this. Chris Tomlin tickets. If you can answer this question, finish this quote. Seek first, and then you got to finish it. You got to finish the quote. So we're going to take a break. And it's okay, Techno Todd. They all call it once. It's like, don't worry about it. So we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come right back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Are you considering a short sale? Wondering why, despite making a good income and not using your credit cards, your debt isn't decreasing? Have you been threatened or served with a lawsuit by a creditor? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to speak with Sean Doan, a seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. Sean Doan treats these financial-related illnesses. Call Mr. Doan today at 760-746-4476 to schedule a free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you're considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Sean Doan first. Knowledge is power and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at doanlaw.com.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Garages are awesome. Not only do they protect our vehicles from the elements, they provide storage and can serve as a workshop. So when your garage door breaks, you want access back as quick as you can. You want quick, reliable service from Advantage Garage Doors. It's Kevin Davis here. Advantage Garage Door offers 24-hour repair service, quick response, same-day service in most cases, and they have 20 years experience. Alex Soto, the owner of Advantage Garage Doors, is upfront, honest, and reliable. I've known Alex Soto for years, and he'll take great care of you. He offers great warranty and uses all new parts. Whether you're looking to repair a broken door or broken springs or installing a new door or new garage door opener, call Advantage Garage Doors, 619-443-3507 or online at AdvantageGarageDoors.com. Mention KPRZ for a $49 tune-up special and safety check and 10% off of any repairs. That's Advantage Garage Doors, 619-443-3507. California Contractors License Number 788-055.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. And also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Spoon Experience. Our first caller on the attempt right now to answer the big trivia question is Elijah. Is that correct? Elijah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Is this the first time that you've heard the show?
We listen to it all the time after I come out of school.
Oh, cool. Out of school. Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I appreciate that. It just shows that you're very brave. That's all it does. So I appreciate it. All right, here we go. Here it is. For Chris Tomlin tickets. I mean, this is big time right now. Big time. Stepping up to the plate. Finish this quote. Seek first
the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you as well.
You are correct. You are a winner. Nice job. Right on. Right on. So, all right. For Todd and for Chris, who are probably listening on the phone, we do have a winner on the Chris Tomlin tickets. So we will have maybe one more trivia if you want to call back. That's up to you. It's going to be entirely that way. But, okay, Elijah, here's the big thing right here, okay? Here's the thing I want you to just think about. Of all the things that the Lord is working on in your life, just for the audience to be in prayer in general, what would you like people to be praying for you in regards to? What are you hoping that the Lord's going to do in your life?
I hope that the Lord will bless me all the days of my life, and that he will help me make smart choices as I go into troubled times, and he will help all the people around me.
You know what? One of the great things about what you just said is smart choices. Oh, my goodness gracious. If I had made smart choices, one, I wouldn't be on this radio show. No, I'm kidding. And then two, though, the big thing is if I would have listened to the Lord and turned right more than left on several occasions, I'd be doing much better. I'm just being honest, you know. It's like, I could have done that better. I could have done that better. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have to put you on hold. Now, I know that our call screener is coming in pretty soon, but Todd, did you already get her name and number? You're all set. So here's all you need to do. You don't need to do anything. We're going to have somebody call you in the next 30 to 45 minutes and coordinate the tickets for you, okay?
Okay.
Great job. Thank you very much for listening to the show. All right. God bless you. All right. So let's see. We did that. That went good. We're doing good, huh? You're doing a great job, by the way, for your first David Spoon Experience production. What do you call it? What do you say? Is this you're producing the show? So what do they call you? Like the producer?
Yeah.
Like sure. The movie? The producers?
That. Yeah.
Hey, you didn't write that Mel Brooks thing. What are you trying to tell me? No. Oh, okay. So on your resume, you get to say David Spoon Experience producer?
Or board operator.
Isn't producer much, slicker?
Yeah, I like that better.
Board operator. Dude who pushed buttons. That's impressive on a resume.
Well, the board's not going to operate itself.
Well, that's true, Leach. Okay, all right. You know what the problem is that on this show you can have way too much fun. And then you forget that it's work until you get on the 5 freeway. Then you remember, oh, yeah, this is work. Because it's work. And again, the other day, I don't know what it is. I think somehow the Mustang that I have, I drive a Mustang, it has a magnet in the hood. And it attracts people who text and puts them right in front of me. So, yeah, I'm driving. And inevitably, this is how you know what's going on. You want to know how it's going on? Because you're behind a person on the 5, and traffic's only going 3 miles an hour anyway, right? But the person in front of you, and you know how you can look in the rearview mirror and see their eyes? No matter what anybody says, everybody does it, right? So you're looking in their eyes. If you can't see their face looking straight or up or even back at you, and it's looking down, and all the traffic next to you is 90 feet further than you are because of the person in front of you, they're texting. That's how that works. And it's like 90 feet. And since you're already only going 1.3 miles an hour anyway, you know something's going on. It's like, hey, I could Fred Flintstone faster than this. What's going on here?
It's like all the people texting that they're in traffic is causing traffic.
Yes, but see, unfortunately, my car has a magnet. And so it pulls those cars in front of my car. So I'll be driving, and then all of a sudden somebody will pull, they'll do whatever they can to get in the lane. You know, they do that maneuvering. Like they're acting like it's nonchalant. Oh, I don't know there's traffic. I don't know I'm about to hit your car. Like they're looking like in the clouds. Then once they get to the lane that they want to be in, which inevitably is in front of me, which is why every time I'm in traffic, it's the longest lane. doesn't matter what day. It doesn't matter what's going on. I'm waiting for a helicopter to take me and pull me out of traffic. Every man has his dream. That's mine. And then they just get in front of me. Then they start texting because now they're on the freeway. So they don't well, I'm not going anywhere. I might as well text.
So you have a texting tractor beam in front of your car.
I do. That's a great way to put that. That's a very Star Trek-ish way to put that. That's very good. That's what I have. I have a tractor beam, and it just whoop, and puts them in front. It makes it really makes it lots of fun to drive here in California. Yeah. Okay. You know, we only got a little bit of time left. I'm trying to keep my sanity as best I can. So because of that, I'm going to have to tell another joke. You know, jokes are the way to help me understand that I still have a mind. Okay. Ready for this joke? This will be a good one?
Ready.
Who was the roundest knight at King Arthur's table? Circumference. Circumference. Come on. Come on. Everybody knows that's kind of funny. Okay. There's another one. I get these. I get all these. I got like hundreds and hundreds. Listen to this one. I used to have a fear of hurdles, but I got over it. Oh, come on. Now this one, let me tell you this one. The pastor at the church we're attending, this is the joke he told. So now I know where he got it, by the way, which is like not good for me to know. Here's the we'll close with this. Ready? Okay. Did you hear about the guy whose whole left side was cut off? He was all right. See, he was all right. See, because his whole left. I didn't write the joke. I'm just repeating it. Heather's in here looking at me like, you are gone. Yeah, that's what Dave said. But look, Dave's the one on the way out of town. Oh, by the way, Good Friday. Nobody's going to be here tomorrow, so I'm wearing shorts. No, I'm not going to wear shorts. Shh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We'll be right back. All around me feeling hot.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
KPRZ is proud to bring you Abounding Grace Radio weekdays from 1:30 to 2 p.m. Committed to historic Protestant Reformation theology and the message of salvation by grace alone through faith alone, Abounding Grace Radio teaches the gospel of Jesus Christ from all scriptures as a witness to those who do not believe and to strengthen believers in the truth of God's word. Tune in to 1210 a.m. KPRZ weekdays from 1:30 to 2 p.m. for Abounding Grace Radio.
Rick Warren is coming to KPRZ! Rick Warren is coming to KPRZ!
Daily Hope with Rick Warren starts April 1st at 10 a.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ. Rick Warren, best-selling author of The Purpose-Driven Life. Spread the word.
Lily Tomlin said, "The problem with winning the rat race is you're still a rat. Often during the moments of the day, we feel as if we are in a rat race. We can experience this stress just going to work or dropping off the kids at school. What if we only saw our life as an opportunity to live out our passions and purpose? No longer rats in a maze, but stars in our own show. And our life work is to use what we have been given to wake up." Hi, I'm Karen Silsby, and I want to invite you to join me in a free online seminar called Awaken to Happiness. Just visit awakentolife.com today and sign up. We will explore how to stay centered and happy, and I will teach you how to use journaling to set you on the path to live a more fulfilled life. It took a cancer experience for me to awaken to my own life and start my journey towards transformation. Won't you join me for this free online seminar, Awaken to Happiness? I'm just a click away at awakentolife.com. It's time to leave the rat race behind and awaken to life. Awakentolife.com.
For a large part of your life, living on your own is very important. But when the family is gone, there are better living options to keep an older adult active and not having to rely on their family and friends for support. It's Kevin Davis for Monta Vista Village. If you still want to live your life, but you need a little help, call Monta Vista Village at 619-465-1331. This is a wonderful community with lots of activities and transportation and someone to do the daily chores of housekeeping and laundry and cooking. Don't be a slave to your home. Be active and enjoying your life in your golden years. My wife's grandfather lives there. We've spent a lot of time hanging out at Monta Vista Village, and I can tell you firsthand that it's a great facility. They also have assisted and long-term skilled care in their wonderful 21-bed skilled nursing unit. 619-465-1331. Get independent care that allows you to live your life while taking care of your specific needs. License number 374-600-564. 090-000-078.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow me at Twitter, or actually follow us at Twitter. You don't want to follow me unless I'm following Christ. Follow us at Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my hand. Let's see. We got so much stuff going on. I want to talk about the fact that it is coming up to be Good Friday for everybody. Now, let me say that for many people here at KPRZ and KCBQ, the sister station, tomorrow is a really Good Friday. Do you want to know why? You want to know why tomorrow is Good Friday for many people here at the station? You want to know why? Here's the reason why. They're taking Friday off. So it makes it a nice Friday. It's a good Friday for them. They're not working. That's nice. I will be live and working just like I was on Christmas Eve, but not on Christmas because wife has family tradition that we do not break. And we know what good with that, good for us, and that would be going to wife's family. That's there's no discussion there, right?
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I like my life as it is. I really don't want to walk around with my arm dislocated off of my shoulder attached to my forehead so that every time I sneeze, I wave. I just don't think that's a great idea. So I know how to do this. Anyway, there's a couple things I want to cover, and then we might try and sneak in a giveaway. I don't know if we'll have time to sneak in a giveaway or not, because this show just seems to go like lightning. Unless you're waiting to get out of here at 4 o'clock today, and then it's probably like molasses, one of those two. So most people know, and I tweeted this. Now people are walking by and making funny faces in front of the mirror. Anyway, on the Facebook account that I have, which I don't know how to use, and my Twitter account that I have that I don't know how to use, I posted this. Already, I posted this. I'm going to read you what I posted. And it's not like post-it notes from Roma and Michelle, Michelle and Roma high school reunion. Okay, post-it notes. That's a joke. I posted this. SCOTUS, you know what SCOTUS is? Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS, gun control, abortion, anti-Christian press, media, the economy. It's enough to make us vomit. How about we stay current with Jesus? See, everybody wants to stay current with the news, right? Hey, I got something for you. Ready? The news in a year from now, it could be all bad. Probably will be all bad because bad news sells. But guess what? It'll still be Jesus. And there won't be news a year from now if the trumpet blows. So that would be kind of a whole different story. But my point is, we instead of staying current with current events, let's stay current with Jesus. Now, what does that mean? Stay current with Jesus. What does that phrase mean? I don't know if I'm trying to create a new phrase. Maybe. Stay current with Jesus. It's not like what would Jesus do? They make a fortune off the marketing. That's something Jesus would not do, is make a fortune off his own marketing. But anyway, my question for everybody is, how do we stay current with Jesus? How do we stay current with Jesus? That's my question for everybody. So here's my unveiling question. The unveiling question is, what do you think that Jesus would say to us right now in our societal situation if he was walking the earth today? Now, we know he walked 2,000 years ago, so for all those legalists, just can it. But here's what we're saying. What if he was walking amongst us today? What do you think he would say? What do you think he would say? That's my question that I'm posing. What do you think he would say? And I think I have an answer. Now, you might think, Dave, you can't possibly know what Jesus would say. Well, I can possibly know that because I've read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So I can know what Jesus would say. So I know that we're supposed to take – what are we supposed to take a break, like in a minute or something? 2 minutes? All right. Well, let me set it up, and then when I come back, I'll kind of bring it home. Kind of like setting it up, putting the bases loaded, and then – hitting a home run after that. So here's what I believe Jesus would say if we were all gathered together at a park and we were talking and we had all the stuff that's going on. What would Jesus say to you? What would he say to me? I am more than confident this would be at the top of the list. Get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to surprise you if you know Jesus at all. Ready? This is what I think he'd say. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So you're saying, what are you saying, Dave? First of all, I'm quoting Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 34, so I'm not saying anything that's not at least 2,000 years old. Second, what I'm saying is exactly what Jesus said in verse 33. I think in the midst of all the stuff that you see going around you, here's the solution on staying current with Jesus. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Now, a lot of people are going, what does that mean? Let me tell you right now. You know where the kingdom of God is? Ready? Gonna blow your mind. Ready? Gonna ruin all these theologies. Ready? You know where the kingdom of God is? Where God is king. The kingdom of God is where God is king. Here's the question. In what area of our lives is God, not the king. Whatever that area is, that's what we should be seeking, his kingship in that area. What area of our lives is God not the king? That's where we should be pursuing the kingship of God. And we're going to talk about the worry part of that when we come back. We're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to have to close it up with this worry thing, because worry, a lot of people, very stressed, very worried. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Reach your educational goals with National University, an accredited nonprofit university. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree at one of their locations, including more than 70 programs that can be completed entirely online. Learn more at degrees.nu.edu.
Imagine purchasing a home with no mortgage payments. Sound like a dream? Well, it's a dream come true. Hi, Mark Larson. If you're looking for a home or simply want to enjoy retirement with no mortgage payments, there's no time like the present. Buy your dream home with a reverse mortgage today before income, credit, or asset qualifications come into effect later this year. The FHA intends to conduct financial assessments and create set-asides for taxes and insurance, which ultimately means more money out of your pocket. So if you or your spouse are 62 or older and are looking to buy the perfect home, call my friend Mehran Aram today at Aramco Financial. 866-611-30. 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. You're invited to be Aramco Financial's guest Thursday, April 25th, 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Resort in Carlsbad. Register for this free educational workshop. Call now. 866-611-30. 866-611-30.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Technology can be great for keeping us in touch with family and friends, for getting us information and getting work done. But all that time spent staring down at our cell phones, hunched over a computer, can add up to chronic pain. It's Kevin Davis, and like many people, I grew up in front of the computer doing homework, playing games, and by my mid-20s, I was experiencing chronic pain. Finally, after a decade of putting up with it, I went into the doctors at the chiropractic group, and I am feeling the best I have in years. I want you to feel the best you have in years. I want you free of the pain of technology. Give them a call at 858-576-BACK, 858-576-2225. Tell them you're a Coffee with Kevin listener, and you'll get a one-on-one health consultation, complete spinal examination, computerized nerve test, x-rays, and a detailed report on the findings, all for just $39. So give the chiropractic group a call at 858-576-BACK, 858-576-2225. Call today and start getting your life back from technology. 858-576-2225.
Glory, majesty, Jesus. New Seasons Church Spring Valley invites you to experience the truth and strength of God's Word this Easter Sunday. Experience Easter Sunday with a group of committed believers at New Seasons Church Spring Valley. God has a plan for your life. You have a purpose, and God wants you to know Him and His will for your life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son for you. Join New Seasons Church this Easter Sunday for a powerfully beautiful time of worship and teaching from God's Word. We love Jesus and His Word, and we welcome you to join us this Sunday, Easter Sunday. Come and experience an amazing celebration of God's love this Sunday, Easter Sunday at 8, 9:30, or 11:15 a.m. Spring is an exciting time when God makes all things new. It's a new season for you, this Easter Sunday at New Seasons Church Spring Valley. Visit us at nscsv.org. That's nscsv.org. And visit us in person this Easter Sunday. God bless you.
Easter is a time for new life. At the San Diego Rescue Mission, God brings hope and healing every day. The San Diego Rescue Mission is a nonprofit homeless shelter and recovery center, serving thousands of homeless, hungry, and poor men, women, and children in San Diego County. God's people make this life-saving work possible in San Diego. Programs include housing, hunger relief, mental health, counseling, and education. Hi, it's Mark Larson. During Easter week, hundreds of men, women, and children living on the streets receive love and delicious ham dinners, along with entertainment and small care packages and toiletries. As you give, the Rescue Mission clearly proclaims the good news to our neighbors. So please go online and give at sdrescue.org. You'll also find an Easter needs list showing what you and your church group can donate to meet the everyday needs of the homeless. Call 888-SD-RESCUE, 888-SD-RESCUE. SDRescue.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Terrific job by Techno Todd running for the first time the David Spoon Experience. I'm very impressed with your ability to catch on and not fall asleep. Good job. Also, not fall asleep, I still have 5 minutes. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. We are very happy to say that we are aware that some of our material has made it all its way, found its way into corporate Salem. And I think the take on Bill O'Reilly got a little attention. I've been shouting about Bill for 3 months, so for me, nothing new. I just want to follow up on what we were saying regarding the passage that I was reading, Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 34. What is it that Jesus would say if he was walking on the earth today? Okay, it's a hypothetical. Everybody take a deep breath. It's a hypothetical. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, if he was at a park and we were all sitting around him, what would he say about all this stuff? I mean, what would he say about SCOTUS and, by the way, that's the Supreme Court of the United States, gun control, abortion, anti-Christian press media? I guess it would just be anti-God press media if he was walking around today. I'm just pointing that out. And the economy, I mean, how do you stay current? What would Jesus say? And so my contention is that Jesus would say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's my contention. The reason that I'm saying that, by the way, is that I believe that it's most important for us as Christians to stay current with Jesus and to seek his kingdom. And I pointed out just before the break, seeking the kingdom of God, there's a lot of people that use different explanations, and none of them are really wrong, but it's impossible to deny that this is a definition of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where God is king. The kingdom of God is where God is king. What we should be seeking is every place in our life where God is not king, we should be seeking to make him king. Every area. Fear, anxiety, worry, frustration, relationships, work, everything connected, future, all of it. We should be striving the best we can to be walking hand in hand and in partnership with God for God to be the king in each and every area. Somebody asked me, well, what about the Supreme Court situation, Dave? What do you really think? And here's my response to that. The whole situation is iffy at best. So I'm going to do something called prophecy. Now, people are like, oh, prophecy. Okay, everybody, once again, let's go into the educational slant here. This is why I want your kids to go to the Christian Academy right here. Ready? The word prophecy has two meanings. It is either foretelling, which is telling the future, or forthtelling, which is telling the heart and mind of God. It's both of those. Prophecy can be predicting the future, and prophecy can be sharing what the Lord thinks. In the book of Haggai, we see that prophecy comes from the prophet when he says on behalf of the Lord, I am with you, says the Lord. There's no forthtelling. He's not predicting the future. He's just telling the heart of God. So prophecy kind of works on both those sides. Let me say this right now. I'm going to give my quote unquote foretelling. I'm going to do my foretelling. I'm going to prophesy the future in regards to SCOTUS. Ready? Okay. These are just odds. Just take the dice, throw it on the table, see how they land. Here we go. I'm going to say they're going to uphold Proposition 8 in California, but they're going to dismantle DOMA. They're going to uphold Prop 8 and dismantle DOMA. Just remember, you heard it at 3:53 on March 28, 2013 on the David Spoon Experience. So what is the solution to all this mess that we're in? To stay current with Jesus by strengthening our relationship with him. Hey, I've got a solution for all the problems that are taking place. If the entire economy goes and everything goes and the whole world goes, the answer is to stay in an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. That is how Christians prevail in this lifetime. by staying closely connected to Jesus. So my whole premise there is to encourage everybody, I encourage everybody to stay active in your relationship with God. Now, how do you do that? Well, the Bible is the Word of God, so you can hear God speak, and prayer is you speaking to God, so you and Him are communing that way. Relationships based on communication, you read His Word, He's talking to you, you pray, you're talking to Him, that's called communication, that's how you establish relationship, that's what you need to do. You need to have a strengthened relationship, strengthened prayer life, strengthened Bible life, strengthened communal life, and a strengthened community life with people of like mind. Is that really that hard? I mean, it's hard, but is it that hard to go? We can do it. We can do it. Here's the solution to all of the mess we're in. Ready? Stay current with Jesus. Strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Stay connected to the Lord. That's good, right? We can do that. We can do it. We are going to take, we're going to exit now. So we're going to take a 22-hour break. And then we're going to come back. And tomorrow we will be live and doing just as many goofy things. And the reason that you'll listen is because you're just as crazy as I am. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll see you in 22 hours. Have a great evening.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM. KPRZ.